Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medino.
And this morning I want to share with you, because I want to get straight to the word. If you have your Bible, we're going to go to the Gospel of Luke. Luke 18. The title of my message is, Get Your Blessing. Amen. Get your blessing. Don't miss out. Get your blessing. Luke chapter 18, verse 35. And amen when you have it. If you don't say amen, it's because you don't even know where it's at. Lord have mercy. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 35. Glory to his name. And it reads, yeah, that's good, the New King. Then it happened as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? Amen, church. This morning, the Lord is asking you, What do you want me to do for you? Amen. So you got to believe, church, this morning. What do you want me to do for you? Notice the Bible says that Jesus was coming near Jericho. You will find out in the Bible, in the Gospels, in this case, it says that he was coming near Jericho. In the other Gospels, like Matthew and Mark, I believe, it says that he was leaving Jericho. And there's a reason for that, because many believe that at that time there were two cities in Jericho. Number one, you had the ancient city of Jericho, and the newer city was Roman, or Rome. So many believe that it was in between when Jesus was passing by. But in this scripture right now, it says, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. So we find out in the Bible that this man, he's blind and he is begging. He's blind and he is begging. Now, this time, it was one of the most traveled roads from Galilee to Jerusalem. And it went all the way through Jericho. So it is believed that it was a crowded time. People coming in, people coming out. But the Bible says that Jesus was in that crowd. Amen. How many know it's important that Jesus has to be in the mix? Amen. Jesus has to be in the mix. And the Bible says that the blind man that was begging, it says in the Bible, and hearing a multitude passing. So this man, he can't see, but he can hear. And he hears a multitude passing by, and he's asking, what is all this commotion? And the Bible says that they tell him that it's Jesus of Nazareth that was passing by. Church, this morning, Jesus is passing by. I said, Jesus is passing by this morning. Now, this man, he's blind, but he can hear. And they tell him that in the midst, it's Jesus that is passing by. That's why this morning, my title is, Get Your Blessing. If I would ask you this morning, church, what are you doing here this morning? What did you come this morning for? But I want to tell you that Jesus is passing by. I said, Jesus is passing by. I don't know what your need is. I don't know what you're facing. But I do know is that Jesus is passing by. So this man, he ain't wasting time. I mean, he's sitting down. He's begging. He can't see. But once he finds out that Jesus is passing by, the Bible says that he cried out. He cried out. How many know there's times that you got to cry out? I said there's times that you got to call upon the name of the Lord. We can't stay quiet, church. If you want your blessing, you got to cry out. And this man, even though he was blind, but thank God that he had a mouth. I said he had a mouth. You might be missing something, but God has given you something else. Amen. See, this morning you can praise him. You can sing unto him. You can do whatever you got to do, but you got to get your blessing, church, this morning. And the Bible says that he cried out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Which many believe that that means that he knew he was what? That he was the Messiah. That he was the Messiah. So he took advantage of what? The moment. Church, there's times where you got to take advantage of the moment. This man, I could guarantee that he wanted to see. But even though he was blind, he didn't stay quiet. Because he heard that Jesus was in town. And I'm here to tell you this morning, church, that Jesus is in town. Jesus is in the house. Jesus Christ, the healer, is in the house. Not only is he a healer, he's a savior. He's a provider. Amen. He's a good God. And if I was you, church, I would bring out a shout and call upon the name of Jesus Christ this morning. Hey, it didn't stop him. He might have said, you know what? I can't see, but I have a mouth. I can't see, but I hear that Jesus is passing through. And that's what he did. But here it is. How many know that the devil wants you to be quiet? He wants to take away your shout. I said Satan wants to take away your shout. He wants to take that rhythm, that song from your mouth. How many know that? He wants you to be quiet. Let me put it this way. God wants you to think that God doesn't hear you. God wants you to think that it's a waste of time when you pray. Satan wants you to think that, you know, it's in vain, that nothing is happening. But how many know that when Jesus is around, something has to happen? Something has to happen. And I know by faith that Jesus is here this morning. So I know that something is about to happen in your life, if you can believe. Something is about to happen in your life this morning. They warned him. Hey, they told him, hey, be quiet. Notice that they didn't tell him, hey, now that you saw him, they didn't tell him that. They told him to be quiet. And you know what is so true? When the blessing is around the corner, the enemy is going to tell you, he's going to do whatever he can. And that's one of the things, one of the lies of Satan is that he wants you to believe that nothing is going to happen. But how many believe that we still got to praise him? We still have to worship him. We still have to pray and believe. We can't stay quiet, church. And even though the enemy comes and he tells you, hey, you're wasting your time. Don't pray no more. Don't seek God no more. Nothing is happening. But how many know that you have to double it up now? I said you have to double it up. Amen. Now we're going to shout even louder. Now we're going to pump up the jam, a lyric for Jesus Christ. Now we're going to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't go on that trip. Pump up the jam. Throw a lyric for the Lord Jesus Christ. Throw a lyric for the Lord Jesus Christ. Bump it for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put the volume up for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And they told him, hey, be quiet. But he didn't listen because he knew this is his opportunity. There was a window of opportunity. And in life, church, hear me. There are windows of opportunity. And you got to get your shout on. And they told him, you should be quiet. But the Bible says that he cried out the more. Church, this morning, you got to praise him even more. You got to clap to him even more. I said, church, you got to do more. The more the enemy tells you to calm down, the more I'm going to be faithful. The more I'm going to exalt his name. The more I'm going to pray. The more I'm going to read. And he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Now, let me say this. When he did that, when he didn't stay quiet, Jesus took notice. Why? Because not everybody does that. Not everybody does that. And Jesus takes notice, church. He knows. He knows when you want it. He knows when you want that blessing. And the Bible clearly says that Jesus stood still. Imagine the multitude of people. Jesus is passing by, and this man, he's crying out. And the Bible says that Jesus stood still. Caught his attention. Caught his attention. It was a different cry. It was a different calling upon him. It was different. Let me ask you, church, how much do you want it? How much do you want the blessing? I don't know if you're hearing me this morning, church. How much do you want the blessing? How much do you want your blessing? Do you want to change? How much do you want God to do something in your life or in your family? How much do you want it? And Jesus, he knew this is different. This is different. And the Bible says that he stood still. He stood still. And the Bible says, and commanded. Notice it says, he stood still and he commanded. How many believe that, church? That right now when you cry, you call upon the name of the Lord, he's going to stand still. But not only is he going to stand still, he's going to command it. I said he's going to command it. He's going to put attention to it. And the Bible says, and he commanded him to be brought to him. Hallelujah. He says, bring me that man. He's got something in him. You got to get hungry, church. You got to get hungry. You got to want it. You got to be different. Your shout has to be different. Your cry has to be different. Your posture has to be different. This man, he didn't waste time. He was begging. He couldn't see. He was sitting down, but he heard that Jesus was passing by. And that's why this morning, church, Jesus is passing by. I said he's passing by this morning right here. He's just waiting on you. The moment you open your mouth, I said, the moment you open your mouth, aren't you thankful that you still have a mouth that you can praise God? That you can exalt his name, the name above all names. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus Christ. The name where every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. It's been a while since I preached like this. Got to take breaks sometimes. Ooh, so he, think about this. He stood, didn't move, and he commanded, bring them. And the Bible says that when he came near to him, Jesus asked him, check this out. He goes, what do you want me to do for you? See, the Lord is asking you right now, what do you want me to do for you? Don't worry about, I don't know if God can do it. Don't worry, it's too small, it's too big. No, God is everything. Just believe. Forget about everything. This morning, church, forget about everything. I didn't pray this morning. I didn't get my worship this morning. I got into it with my marriage, with my kids. I'm a little upset. Don't worry about that. Do you believe? And he's asking you, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And he told him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. See, he wanted sight, and he was very clear about it. See, you might have sight, but I don't know what it is. What's the missing link in your life right now? But he's asking you, what do you want me to do for you? Come on, church. He's asking you, what do you want me to do for you this morning? You just got to believe. He told them, Lord, that I may receive sight. And then Jesus said, because he stood. And he says, receive the sight. Church, this morning, receive whatever your need is this morning. Receive it right now. I said, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that he who asks will receive. He was passing by. See, you got to get your pass. Get your pass. Get on board. See, some of you haven't got your pass. That's why you're not on board. He's passing by. Get your pass. Get on board. Hallelujah. Receive your sight. That's what he told them. You know, that's what the Bible says. Psalms 34, verse 6. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him. I said, the Lord heard him. Put your name right there. If you're 80, don't say this young man. No, I'm just. Put your name and says this man right here. This man of God, this woman of God cried out to the Lord. And he heard me. And the Bible says, and he saved him out of all of his troubles. Church, what is troubling you this morning? Be delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Be delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever is troubling you. Whatever is troubling you, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you're hearing me, church. What is troubling you this morning? He's about to deliver you. He's about to deliver you. You're going to be free this morning in the name of Jesus. You're going to be free from burdens, free from sickness, free from anything that wants to stop you in the name of Jesus. Be free. See, some of you, you don't even ask. You're just living day by day. You haven't even asked. I'm serious. You haven't even asked. Because you think that nothing's going to happen. It's the same thing. It's the same routine. I already know what's going to happen. No, you need to ask. You think Jesus just said, hey, ask and you shall receive? Even in James, the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 2, it says, you do not have. He says, you do not have. Why? Because you do not ask. This man, he asked. And he was very specific and clear what he wanted. He wanted to see. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just believe God. God knows how to fix it. God knows how to do everything. He'll make it happen. He knows the right people. Hallelujah. He knows the right agents. He knows the right bosses. You just got to believe God. God takes care of business. I said, God takes care of business. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to solve it. He knows how to do the impossible. Your job, I like what Jesse Duplantis says, your job is just to believe God that God can do it. Oh, that one went over your head. And I'm going to finish already. Then Jesus said to him, verse 42, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Number one, it was his faith that wanted Jesus. Very important, church. You got to have faith. You know what? In this moment right now, I want you, Jesus. Number two, it was his faith that he knew who he was. See, this morning, if you don't know him, get to know him. Because he wants to bless you. Get to know him. That might be your cry this morning. I want to know you, Jesus. I want to know you in a deeper way. Thirdly, it was his faith that he knew what he deserved from Jesus. See, the devil again, because that's what he came for. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he does. Satan is just, he loves to take away from you. He loves to remove. But Christ came to give you life. And more abundantly. Now you're a son and a daughter of the King. And you got to believe that you are worthy of the blessing because Jesus lives in you. Tell your neighbor, you're worthy. You're worthy. Don't let nobody tell you you're nothing. That you're nobody. You don't qualify. You ain't got the credentials. Come on, you're not good looking. God, you're broke. You're chubby. You're too skinny. God is good. I said, God is good. God made you. God created you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He didn't pull out a list with this blind man and told him, hey, number one, you're sitting down. He didn't tell him that. Number two, you're begging. He didn't tell him that. Number three, you don't even see. He didn't tell him that. But he had one thing. He believed. He believed. And he heard. And that's why the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He had faith. He heard. Hallelujah. Then I love this, verse 43. Because notice, look, Look, I want you to see the God we serve. How many know that God's faster than FedEx, UPS? How do you know he's faster than Venmo, Zelle? They all crash once in a while. Jesus never crashes. I said, Jesus Christ never crashes. And the Bible says, and immediately, he received his sight. Immediately. And everywhere in the Bible, you're going to find that word. Immediately, he did things. Immediately, he did this. Immediately, he did that. Because that's the God we serve. I said, that's the God we serve. We serve a God that does things immediately. He never crashes. He's always smooth. Hallelujah. He's fast. He's quick. The problem is that we're too slow in asking. And he received the sight. Now notice number two. What did he do? The Bible says he followed him. See, church, let me help you. Don't stop following him. Once he does a miracle, don't stop following him. I'm going to take a 3-year break. Oh, now off. You got your blessing. Now you want to break? No. Keep going. Keep going. Keep showing up. There was a brother. Well, he's not here, but if he was here, he'd start laughing because I always say, brother, just show up. Oh, Pastor, just show up. Church, after you're blessed, after God blesses you, show up. Don't go hiding. Like the other leopards, they got their blessing. Only one came back. The other 9, they went home. They got their physical blessing. They got the outward blessing. But the one that stuck around, who stood there, he got the full package. I said he got the full package. I don't know about you, church. I want the full package. I don't want just the outside. I want the inside and the outside. The up, the down. I want everything. And the Bible says that he followed him. Part of that word following means is that he followed him as if he was a disciple now of Jesus. And thirdly, the Bible says not only did he follow him in his journey, he glorified God. See, you still got to glorify God, church. Let me give you something. Even if you don't see the blessing yet, glorify God. Get your praise on. Praise God. Honor him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glorify him. Exalt him. Magnify him. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Don't stop. Glorify him. He received immediately. Care package right away. And he followed him. I would too. If God does something in me that no man has been able to do, I'm going to follow him. And hear me. Follow him at all times. Hear me. Good times and bad times. And he glorified him. And let me tell you something. I think this is very important. The Lord showed me this in the morning. He followed him, discipleship. He glorified God. See, you got to learn how to be a praiser, how to glorify God. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because it's contagious. I said it's contagious. Hallelujah. How do I know that? Because look what the Bible says. It says, and all the people, when they saw him glorify God, the Bible says that they gave what? Praise to God. It's contagious. You got times that you don't want to praise God. You want your children to praise God, but you don't praise God. How does that work? You want your spouse to praise God, but you don't praise him. You want everybody to praise God. You open up the service, and praise God, but you don't praise God. It's contagious. It's contagious. There's an excitement. There's a shout in you because you're grateful for what God has done. How God healed you. How God set you free. How God broke those chains. Hallelujah. How God made you a new creation. That's why we glorify His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy of it all. Man, think about it. This man, from being blind to now seeing. And not only seeing, following him. Because before he couldn't follow him, he couldn't even see. I'm telling you, he got the full package. Because that's what the Greek word means. When it says right there, your faith has made you well. That's the Greek word sozo. That means salvation spiritually. That means physically healing. That means everything, deliverance. He got the full package. He got the whole pie. Yesterday we were at the men's. Huh? After the service, they had probably like what? 30 boxes of pizzas. Everybody ate good. And they were begging to take home. Please, man, eat. Take some if you want. The full package. The word. The pizza. The fellowship. Then the prizes. Pistachios. Gift cards. The full package. We didn't go just because. We knew Jesus was in the place. God is so good, church. I said, God is so good. And this morning, church, I encourage you. Call upon him. Call upon him. Don't stay quiet. Don't stay quiet. Get your shout. Get your shout. And somebody, the enemy comes and says, hey, be quiet. Double it up. Triple it. Quadruple. Oh, yeah? Now I'm going to bump it more. Now I'm going to play it 5 more times. Hallelujah. Until the presence of God comes in that place. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. Please stand, church, this morning. Give the Lord another hand clap, a strong hand clap.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.